Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
We have some breaking news. The White House is sending warning shots towards any Republican who decides to vote for the release of the Epstein files, per Thomas Massie and Representative Ro Khanna's new discharge petition. Now, there's a lot that we don't know about this entire Epstein case, a lot. But we do know one thing, and that is that the current president of the United States damn well does not want any of these files released, and I'll prove that throughout this video. Not only yesterday did MAGA Trump hardliner Representative Nancy Mace go running out of a meeting with the Epstein victims, crying and shaking, literally having a panic attack, which we will cover in just one moment. Representative Nancy Mace stormed out of the House Oversight Committee, the closed-door meeting with the Epstein victims, in tears. We'll cover that, but I want to talk about what happened overnight, because again, White House officials are giving a warning shot to any Republican who signs Massie's discharge petition, telling Cami Mondo, a reporter, that it would be, quote, viewed as a very hostile act to the administration. Full statement coming from the White House officials. Helping Thomas Massie and liberal Democrats with their attention-seeking, while the DOJ is fully supporting a more comprehensive file release effort, would be viewed as a very hostile act to the administration. For reference, four Republicans have signed so far, and I guess in Trump's eyes, committed a very hostile act. Now, they are such purity-testing hardliners that if you don't fully support, I guess, Jeffrey Epstein and covering up the list, you are hostile to the administration. We have on this list Lauren Boebert, one of Donald Trump's biggest fans, Marjorie Taylor Greene, literally a Trump superfan. We have Nancy Mace, again, a Trump superfan, and the person who ran out of the meeting crying. And then Representative Thomas Massie. These are all, those are the Republicans that have signed thus far, along with a lot of Democrats as well, because Democrats actually believe and transparency regarding the Epstein files. I want to remind everybody, before we go on to this next section, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is not only working overtime, to cover up the Epstein files, but even before this was mainstream again, he was working overtime to cover up Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz was a Republican representative who Venmo'd a bunch of 17-year-old girls, allegedly. There was an investigation from the DOJ. It was all proven to be true, and Mike Johnson made sure to cover it up. So I never want to hear Republicans talking about save the children ever again. Representative Thomas Massie, a Republican himself, said, "The White House says helping me secure a vote to release all of the Epstein files is a, quote, hostile act. They're threatening anyone who helps bring true transparency and justice for the survivors. This is a tacit admission the Oversight Committee data release is woefully incomplete." That last line right there is the point. But by the way, the Epstein victims will be holding a press conference today with the people on this Oversight Committee. So make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed if you never want to miss a beat and you want a front seat to the frontline war that's going on right now. To continue, he said, "This is a tacit admission. The Oversight Committee data release is woefully incomplete." So as the Oversight Committee, led by James Comer, tries to do their own Epstein file release, it never feels satisfactory. As Harry Sisson points out in this tweet, these are the Epstein files that were released just yesterday. 30,000 documents, with the overwhelming majority already made public or redacted. So Republicans have done this three times now, where they fake release the Epstein files. It's so insanely annoying. They did it earlier this year when they had influencers walk out with the Epstein files, but there wasn't anything in the binders, nothing in the binders. They did this again recently. They released a bunch of pages, but half of it was redacted. Then they released an audio version of the conversation with Ghislaine Maxwell in prison. And again, there was nothing there. It was a nothing burger. The conversation was carefully guided by Trump's personal lawyer turned Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. So they don't want us releasing the files. As Harry Sisson says, Trump continues to hide this story from the American people, and that should concern everyone. I mean, come on. You're going to redact most of the pages? We all understand that some things have to be redacted to protect the victims. Every adult human being understands that there are going to be things in this file that can be carefully, but intentionally and surgically redacted to protect the once little girls who were being abused. Of course. But that doesn't mean a whole page. Or you can clarify what is being redacted without giving away the actual intel. It's just very, very suspicious. Let's listen to what Representative Robert Garcia is saying. He's been doing an amazing job leading this out.
Things. One is Donald Trump has the power right now to release all of the Epstein files and documents. Right now. The DOJ is refusing to release the documents that have been subpoenaed. So there is a White House cover-up at the very highest level in getting the American public the information to bring justice to these victims. And I think it's very important for everyone to understand that. The second thing that's important is in the days ahead, we already know we're going to hear from some of the victims tomorrow. We're going to be hearing from other victims in other ways in the days and weeks ahead. It is very important that we believe these women, that we believe these survivors, we honor that, and that we work to bring them justice.
And justice is all that we're asking for. Justice for the victims. Yet time and time again, we're stopped by Republicans. We're halted by Republicans. Not all Republicans. I mean, we do have four who signed on to this discharge petition. Credit where credit is due. I don't know. It's really a low bar to clear at this point, right? But the question then becomes, that I want to ask, is what did Nancy Mace see when she was running out of here? When she was running out of here crying, what did Nancy Mace see that got her to immediately vote yes and that shook her to the core? Now, I watched this video without seeing the caption at first. And I remember being like, is she crying? Am I tweaking or is she crying in this clip? And then the more I watched it and the more I read the reports, I realized, oh, wait, she is crying. And there is a specific reason. Let me play. I mean, obviously it's a short clip, but there are a bunch of photos that were taken by the press of her walking out. A tearful Nancy Mace stormed out of the House Oversight Committee's closed-door meeting with Jeffrey Epstein victims, visibly shaken and in tears, claiming their horror stories gave her a full-blown panic attack. Now, of course, I think if we want to be fair, for any woman, any human being, it would be horrifying hearing these stories from the people going in depth. So she could just be having a reaction triggered from that. But please do not forget, Nancy Mace is somebody who relentlessly campaigned for Donald Trump, helped get him elected, and still works on his behalf to accomplish his agenda when she knew damn well that there are more photos of Trump and Jeffrey Epstein than Trump and his own kids. Literally, there are more photos of Trump and Epstein than like Trump and most of his sons. And there, these quotes have existed. Since 2003, these quotes have existed. Donald Trump saying Jeffrey Epstein likes them young. Like, how are you going to run out of here crying? Again, I fully understand how hearing these stories firsthand could strike somebody, especially since Nancy Mace is a mother to a kid. But dude, Trump bragged about grabbing women because they let him do it. He said he grabs them by the you-know-what because they let him do it. Then when he was asked about that in a deposition years later, he didn't back down. They asked, do you think that you're a star and you're able to do it? He said, yeah, I'd consider myself a star. Just admitting that he thinks he's a star and that stars can do it. So just to back up for a second, while yes, I'm sure it is very, very upsetting to hear these stories, I can empathize with that. I would be upset as well. I think everybody in the audience would be upset. Hell, we are upset and we weren't in that room. At the same time, how are you going to be upset at that? But you're able to somehow shut a switch off in your brain so that Trump saying that he'll grab women by the pussy on the Access Hollywood tapes doesn't affect you. That doesn't somehow ruin your day or ruin your support for Donald Trump. So just to back up, what did she hear? What did she hear in this meeting that made her run out here? Was it something that Donald Trump did himself that triggered her into immediately voting for this? Let's listen to Representative Yasemin Ansari.
There is so much to this story that nobody knows. There are decades worth of stories and information and a cover-up of this capacity to have allowed for the abuse of over 1,000 women over the course of decades, and then stories that demonstrate that Epstein and others were able to perpetuate the abuse beyond, even after the public knew. We know there's a lot more to this. And I think that this is the most corrupt administration in American history, and this story shows it more than anything. So we will keep fighting in honor of the survivors who are brave enough to put themselves out there for truth and justice, and we will not back down until there is full accountability and prevention from this ever happening again.
A key line said there by Representative Ansari is that this is the most corrupt administration in the history of politics. We're not just saying that. It's not just a phrase. Even if you look past the Epstein files, which you shouldn't look past the Epstein files, but even if you accept that that is a cover-up, that they covered that up and you put that aside, think about everything else that is going on. The cover-ups of money taken from Qatar, other Middle Eastern countries. The cover-ups of the crypto fortune that Donald Trump brought in. Donald Trump struck Iran using the U.S. military and then covered up the results. We got bad job numbers roughly a month ago, and Trump fired the Bureau of Labor Statistics commissioner, therefore covering up future bad job numbers. It is all sickening, and we need to be on top of it. That's what we do at the Adam Mockler channel. At Mockler Media, we've been expanding lately. We introduced Micah, our new policy advisor, recently. You know, I've been doing a lot of videos. We report a lot of videos. But I'm also really passionate about traveling around and doing debates. It genuinely is one of my passions. I like doing it on CNN. I liked when I went on Jubilee. Other debates, I just love doing them. So we hired a policy advisor. So I'm always, most of the time, as best as I can, able to be factual, have stats on my side, and be quick on the draw with facts that people won't expect. And I can't do that all by myself. So we have a brilliant policy advisor named Micah Irfan. We also have Chris Mowry, a contributor who makes videos for me. So if you can see what we're trying to build here, it's an apparatus of people who just push pro-democracy, truthful messages 24/7 to deprogram whatever the hell Fox News is doing on any given day. So if you support that, then comment Mockler Media. I just want to hear from you all. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.